This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, on Monday, we're disappointed. Fred's not going to be there, but Sue and I and Ethan and who am I forgetting? Well, we have great members of the engineering team, Fred, who will be there. But we're doing a live broadcast at Helen Fitzgerald, which is an awesome sports bar located on Lindbergh right near 44. It's known as the Steelers Bar. I don't know if you know that. A lot of Steelers fans go there on Sundays or whenever the Pittsburgh Steelers play.
I was there for the when the Blues won the Stanley Cup.
That's where
you
were?
The game. Yeah.
And the place is huge,
yeah,
right?
It's big.
So we're doing
the stage and
the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses will take place on Monday afternoon during this show. Guns N' Hoses, of course, the night before Thanksgiving at Enterprise Center. The firefighters and the police officers, both men and women, go at each other and they take it very seriously in boxing matches. We're giving away some tickets to the event here in just a little bit. So before the end of the, before the end of the half hour, I'll have a pair of tickets to give away for Guns N' Hoses. And then we hope to see you. Come on out on Monday. Of course, all this is to help Backstoppers, which is a great organization that helps our first responders. I also have some more tickets to give away for the rest of the week for Foreigner and Leonard Skinner. Even though Sue and I still can't figure out, and Fred, who warmed up for Foreigner, everyone keeps sending us messages
not Joan Jett.
Well, no, that was the Police. We figured that was the Police.
Okay.
The Synchronicity Tour. But we were all at that show too, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Fred, as you know, we're about to enter the era here in December of legalized sports wagering in Missouri. We voted on this a year ago as a libertarian conservative and as someone who considers Las Vegas his second home. I'm a fan of sports wagering. I've done it for a long time.
Way back, you are.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been going to Las Vegas since probably 1997. I actually went for the first time to do a radio station interview. I did a show for a couple of days, and I was working at the station that Jimmy J.J. Walker was at. I swear to God. But I knew I wasn't going to take the job. I just kind of took the trip, and I went out there. But, you know, I've responsibly gambled, and I send money to Las Vegas to my friend Rick for parlays on many NFL Sundays. I don't do a lot during baseball season. If I'm in Vegas, I will. Now, look, here's what I have to admit. I'm going to welcome Josh Hammer into the show because he wrote a column about this. As much as I am a fan of this and I'm a personal freedom guy and a libertarian, there are some pretty big warning signs out there. And we can't say that some of this didn't come up before we voted on this in Missouri or when this decision was made by the Supreme Court many years ago. And Josh, who is a Newsweek executive editor, also the host of the Josh Hammer Show, which you hear 1 p.m. on Saturdays on 97.1 FM Talk, is with us. We might not agree on all this, but man, I have to admit that your points are very valid considering what's going on with this industry and some of the scandals right now, Josh. How are you? Are you there? Oh,
right.
There you are. Sorry, I didn't press you correctly. That's my fault. How are you, first and foremost?
Mark, I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to join you, and perhaps it's actually even more fun when we disagree a little bit. Let's see.
Yeah, so look, when I read this piece, I had to shake my head because a lot of the points that you were making here, and maybe let's focus on what's happening with young men, because I'm not a young man, right? And I feel like as an adult, I can do things responsibly. But, you know, if I was like my kids, 25 and 28, or certainly between the age of 20 and 25, when I was recklessly behaving in Columbia, Missouri, might not have been the best thing to have access to legalized gambling. And this is, as you point out, Josh, becoming a bit of a crisis, not only with the wagering, but legalized marijuana and all these things kind of add up to a bit of a crisis with young men in this country.
So let me first stipulate that, look, I mean, let he without the first sin, you know, without the sin cast the first stone, or whatever the exact quote is, and I'm going to butcher it. But look, Mark, I'm a big sports fan. I've been a big sports fan my whole life. And that's actually one of the reasons why I think that now is the time to curtail sports gambling. But let me just say that also when I was a little younger, I would casually partake in sports gambling too. I actually have very fond memories of being 21, 22 years old back in college, sitting on the couch with my college friends, you know, betting on the Super Bowl, March Madness, things like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I mean, this is not the kind of thing that I have never done before. I'm very familiar with it. And furthermore, I do think it is entirely possible to do a lot of these things personally with some degree of moderation. And that doesn't apply just to sports gambling, by the way. That also applies, well, to gambling more generally. It probably also applies to other things that I would generally seek to heavily curtail or outright ban as well. The problem is not necessarily with the micro. The problem is with the macro.
Yeah.
And the macro trends ever since 2018, when the U.S. Supreme Court effectively legalized sports gambling nationwide, you can access it just from your pocket, from your internet. It's been pretty catastrophic, frankly, for young men in this country. Just kind of rattle off some statistics from the column, just for the listeners who haven't had the chance.
Yeah, because you should rattle off, because they're kind of, some of this is what really caught my attention, Josh, because they're kind of staggering. So yeah, like the 25 to 30% increase in bankruptcy filings with younger people and 8% rise in debt, things along those lines, right?
Yeah, exactly. A separate survey found that 30% of young sports bettors say that they have debts that they can directly attribute to sports wagering. We're talking here about just a dramatic increase in credit card debt carried over month to month, an increased lack of ability to pay for your mortgage payments, things like that. You're seeing a wealth transfer, essentially, from worthy investments, from paying for a down payment and mortgage payments on your home, to betting on sports events. And that's problematic because two-thirds of Americans are already living paycheck to paycheck. And based on every poll that we have, especially of millennials, younger millennials and Zoomers and Gen Z, virtually every poll we have shows that those younger folks, younger men in particular, are already struggling to meet the milestones at a reasonable age that we once defined as success in life. So the age milestone at which you get married, at which you buy a home, at which you have your first child there. Gen Z and millennials, in many ways, are already playing catch up. So you kind of throw a lot of these statistics in there as well. And then you kind of, I think, add to the mix the broader conversation that's been happening, especially since the elections a couple weeks ago in Virginia, New Jersey, and New York City, when it comes to affordability in America. And when you start adding into the mix then that it seems like a lot of young folks are redirecting a lot of their money to other pursuits there, that could also exacerbate the affordability and cost of living crisis that far too many Americans find themselves in. And the other thing that increasingly troubles me, and this is ultimately what really impelled me to write this column, is, as I said, I'm a huge sports fan. Mark, I'm a hardcore Duke basketball fan. We're tipping off against Kansas in 3 hours, and I'm stoked.
And that's the only time I would root for Duke is against KU. I want you to know that.
Right.
Yes, yes.
No, totally makes sense. Fair enough. But I'm a big sports guy. I really am. And I've seen these recent scandals in the NBA, Major League Baseball, this Cleveland Guardians pitching scandal. I mean, we're talking here about nothing less than the threat of the corruption of the integrity of sport itself.
Yes, I agree.
That's a really, really, really big deal. I mean, once upon a time, the Pete Rose betting scandal, the 1919 Chicago White Sox, the Shoeless Joe Jackson, the Black Sox scandal, throwing the World Series with the organized mob in New York City behind it. Now, this is the kind of stuff that was infamous, and now it's just increasingly out in the open, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, honestly. And here's what I'll tell you, and I'll see if there's any relatability here. as much as I feel like I know I'm no expert when it comes to sports wagering, but I enjoy it and I have enjoyed it, I didn't know that you could actually place a wager on the particular speed of a pitch in Major League Baseball. I did not know that that was a prop bet. That seems a little extreme to me, so that kind of caught me off guard as well. So, you know, some of this, I guess my position would be, and I said this earlier, Josh, is the genie's kind of out of the bottle here. But I do think, so in other words, I don't think we're going to reverse the trend and all of a sudden ban sports wagering. But I do think that there's enough evidence out there that there needs to be more regulation of the types of wagers that are allowed, in particular, I think, at the collegiate level. And there should be ample evidence at this point to inspire people to try to do something about it.
Right. So one idea that I had, and to be clear, this is a state issue. It's really not much of a federal issue. That's kind of the whole purpose of the 2018 Murphy opinion at the Supreme Court. But one thing that crossed my mind as to what states might be able to do when it comes to this, I mean, why don't you just limit it to in-person physical brick-and-mortar casinos, to brick-and-mortar sports books? When you deprive the ability to just take out your pocket, I mean, that's going to, I think, have the effect of, I mean, logically speaking, it has the effect of severely raising the hurdle and hindering your ability to so easily place a bet where you really, 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 really have to be committed. A lot of folks will be less easily duped into placing a lot of these, you know, patently silly prop bets and just lose a lot of money. Well, so just making it harder at a bare minimum.
So my gut check reaction to that is an awesome idea, Josh Hammer, and I really believe that. But again, what I feel is that had to happen before the genie got out of the bottle. You know what I mean? Because I think that would put people in a different position, which is why, for the most part, I would only wager when I went to Vegas, and I thought that was appropriate. But then, when I was unable to do some of the sports wagering, and I don't do a lot, but we do put some parlays together and things like that. We won a little money here in the Reardon household on Albert Pujols and his home run chase a couple of years ago, and that was fun. But I understand your point about making a physical location. The problem is, we all have our phones, we love to sit around. I mean, some of this is really staggering. People might not even know that you can do in-game betting, right? So if the Cardinals are behind in a game and you want to bet during the fifth inning that they'll make a comeback, you get pretty good odds on that. You can make a bet in game. On the integrity part, let me also admit this, and this is just a human nature reaction from the stories that we've learned in the past couple of months. As you are, I'm a huge sports fan, a lot of NFL. I'm watching some of these shanked kicks and missed extra points, which I believe, hopefully in my heart, are really just mistakes by the players. But you kind of look at them with a different lens after these stories that have come out, if you know what I mean.
For sure. I mean, is there such thing as a sporting event right now that we are all fully confident that the entire game, every point or every pitch or whatever the case may be, was performed in perfectly kosher and permissible fashion? I mean, I think these are there. I mean, the whole thing has been tainted to an extent, and that does undermine, I think, the fan enjoyment of it as well. It also just undermines the notion of sport as a common denominator of society. It's something that we can all rally around. And to be clear, there's been a lot of things that have undermined that. Of course, the NFL, the NBA, they've oftentimes gone woke. They've gone pro-Chinese Communist Party. So there's been a lot that has undermined that, but this definitely isn't helping. It definitely is not helping the notion of sport as kind of a probe thing that we can all rally around there. So that's definitely part of the equation as well. But yeah, sports fans should be able to watch games and to not have questions as to the basic legitimacy and integrity as to the points that are being contested there. And part of that also comes on the back end of just prosecuting the crap out of these crimes when they actually do arise. Part of that is just the enforcement mechanism, how to make sure that is going to be done really well as well. I guess my point of pushback to you, would be on the notion of the genie being out of the bottle. I kind of don't necessarily agree with that logic in general. I don't really agree with kind of this kind of one way ratchet view of history. To me, history kind of ebbs and flows. I mean, to kind of give a somewhat extreme example, you know, Roe versus Wade wasn't overturned until 49 years later, right? I mean, it took a very, very long time to kind of put that genie, so to speak, back in the bottle, only partially. There's a lot of work left to do in the pro-life issue, to be clear. I'm very involved in that particular fight, actually. But that's just one instance, and there's many instances of an issue that might seem like it is settled, but then all of a sudden some sort of political or legal or moral impulse can kind of then sway in a totally different direction.
And I understand that. And you know, look, we're about, there's a lot of us that are excited because we've had to wait a year, and in a few weeks we'll be able to do this. We've been able to do fantasy wagering here with Underdog Fantasy and some of the other type of apps that are out there, but not straight sports wagering. So that's about to kick in, and we will have the ability in Missouri, because we voted on this, to do it moving forward. But I, you know, I just have to admit that there's enough troubling signs even in the past 2 months that have gotten me to pause a little bit, and that's why I took interest in your points, and I understand them completely. And as someone who has promoted this and really wants to do it myself, I don't know what all the answers are. I really don't, because I worry about, you know, people getting into trouble. We had a kid who played, Michael Porter Jr., who's one of the, you know, names in the NBA. His brother Jonte played for Mizzou. Michael got injured right away, never really did much on our team. But Jonte is not a big name, and he gets involved. He was one of the first cases that came out of this, and it was because he had gambling debts. You know, he wasn't making $30 million a year. He was wagering. Then he got into a hole, and as the psychology often happens, Josh, you feel like you can get out of that hole if you place a bigger bet, right? And that's where people get into trouble.
Totally. And look, I know here of what I speak, right? I mean, I haven't wagered a sports bet in a long time, but I used to be a very casual, low-stakes gambler. You know, and to your point about kind of the absurdity of some prop bet these days, you know, betting on the speed of a pitch, Mark, I remember betting on the color of the Gatorade shower at the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, that was literally a thing. I actually remember winning it with a blue Gatorade shower, which it was crazy high odds 1 year. This is many years ago, but you know, a lot of these bets are just like so, they seem so frivolous and fun and enticing. And you know, for someone who's like an adult who's been around the block there, you know, I mean, adults are typically capable of making reasonable decisions. But I'm really just thinking here about younger men in particular. And here's kind of where the political vantage point comes in. I mentioned the post off your election lessons when it comes to affordability, cost of living. There's also been this whole conversation lurking in the background for many years now about this broader Trump era MAGA push to try to refashion the Republican Party as the political coalition of the working men and women of this country, the working class and the middle class. And against that backdrop, it seems to me that there's a potential political angle here to try to appeal to the working men and women, the very types of folks who the gambling lobby and the industry is just consistently preying on when it comes to this sort of thing there. That's a potential political messaging opening. It would take a really skilled political messenger to try to get that message across, especially considering that DraftKings and all the various sports gambling sites are just pouring oodles and oodles of money right now into K Street and other Beltway lobbyists. Outlets. So it's an uphill battle, but it's a conversation that I think should at a bare minimum be taken more seriously, which is what impelled me to write the column.
Yeah, and what, you know, what's going to happen is you're going to have more stories. Look, I think we're at the tip of the iceberg with some of the damaging accounts, and that's why what you were saying certainly resonated with me, and I think you make some excellent points. Always a great conversation, Josh Hammer. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
All right, take
care.
The Josh Hammer Show, 1 p.m. Saturdays, right here.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here. I thought this was interesting, and I don't like it for over here because I'm a free market guy, although people probably, you guys might even disagree with me, but the UK is about to pass one of the world's most sweeping anti-scalping measures ever. So they're going to ban the resale of music, comedy, theater, and sports tickets for profit, which is kind of interesting. And you had artists like Dua Lipa, Coldplay, one of my favorites, Sam Fender, he was just here, Radiohead, and a lot of others urging Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, to ban the practice. And apparently, they're going to do it. Now, they're going to cap ticket resales at face value. You can still, you know, if you can't make the show or something like that, you can sell the tickets, but you can't have a markup. That, you know, I get that people don't want that, and I understand, but...
Is that for, like, companies that buy big groups of them and then resell them?
It's for everybody. I mean, when you say company, you mean the ticket scalping?
Yeah.
No, I think it's just because they don't like the fact, and the Live Nation tried to do something about this, they don't like the fact that they're going to sell a ticket for a certain price and that someone out there is going to make a profit or more of a profit on the tickets that they sell. Now, this is a fine line to a certain extent because, look, the scalping industry has gotten very, you know, they used to be really sophisticated before some of the technology, I think, blocked them. But you always would say, hey, wait a second, where are the good tickets? Why are they all swept up? And then the only place you can find them is on StubHub, right?
Yeah.
So it's frustrating to a lot of people.
I wonder what's worse, the scalping or the service charges?
Well, that's a good point. But we addressed that, remember? Because now they have to put the service charges and build it into the price so you can see that. And I bought some tickets, what was it, a couple weeks ago, that Lord Huron show that I went to at Chaffetz. And it was kind of all-inclusive, which the pricing was. I mean, in other words, it had everything included, which I think was good. All right, the other thing I want to talk about is I started this last night, and I'm a little wishy-washy on Ken Burns because he's become so woke over the years, but he's obviously someone who's got a lot of chops when it comes to documentaries. And you also, as listeners, should know that I'm very excited about the 250th birthday of our country, which we're already kicking off the celebration. So as part of that, Ken Burns has a new documentary that started called The American Revolution. Now, Fred, you say you've watched the first two episodes, right?
I have. I've seen the first two. I would love to. You want to hear what I think about what I've heard?
Absolutely.
So
I've watched about 40 minutes of the first episode, and I didn't realize that the second episode was last night, so it should be in my folder, in my library on YouTube TV.
The first thing, I love the narrator, Peter Coyote.
He's the best.
That's the best
he
part
so
of the whole thing. They've got a whole new roster of historians.
A lot of them are similar to some of the other Ken Burns documentaries, but there's some different folks in there.
Yeah, I didn't recognize any of them. And in the first episode, I learned a whole lot about George Washington that I didn't know
so
before.
So did I.
It's like, wow, I didn't know all these British connections about just amazing stuff I didn't know about George Washington.
Including things he did when he was 18 years old.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then the other thing is, I didn't realize that slavery played such a big part in the American Revolution.
Well,
I heard a lot about that in the first and in the second episode.
See, and that's where I get a little questionable when it comes to what Ken Burns is trying to push. But what's interesting is there was a piece in The Federalist, not exactly a left-wing publication, that was written by a couple guys, Jeff Anderson and John Fonte, and they really recommended the documentary. They say that it primarily covers the period from 1775 to 1783, but I'm only like in the 1750s right now in that first episode.
Right,
They're well ahead of the Revolutionary
right, the whole
war.
First episode was before it started.
But the background is very interesting because it's almost like that part of the history that you don't really, that doesn't get discussed as much. It always starts with 1776 and the aftermath. So I find that a little intriguing. But my concern is this, Fred, as you mentioned the new people, the historians that pop up, the sense that I have from the first 40 minutes, and I want to keep watching this because I love this stuff. I really do. And I'm so proud of this country and what people stood for. And when you hear some of the words of John Adams and John Payne and some of these others, you get proud to be a part of this experiment that still is undergoing here, and we're about to celebrate 250 years of it. But then I see these historians that I don't really trust because I know that they work at elite universities in this country that are all about, you know, DEI, blah, 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 blah. So I'm not blown away by the first 40 minutes because it seems pretty woke. I'm hoping, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to watch it because I feel a little bit of a responsibility here.
I learned a lot about Benedict Arnold, too, that I didn't know.
I've not gotten to that part.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating.
But, you know, they in the Federalist piece, which is, I sent this to you, it's generally complimentary. They, you know, they talk about how Ken Burns said that without question, George Washington is the greatest hero of the Revolution. And he declares, you know, we don't have a country without him. Mm. And that becomes very clear. But then, you know, you get to the point where all these academics are quoted. One calls Washington, this is from the Federalist piece, an enslaver, falsely suggesting that he rounded up free men and put them into bondage instead of what he was. He was a slave owner. Then there's the guy that says, I think the American Revolution was all about land, despite the abundant evidence throughout the documentary that Americans were risking their homes and their livelihoods as well as their lives to be a free and self-governing people, right? So I don't, you know, The spin is what bothers me at this point. But they also don't have anything. This is weird. Maybe there's an explanation from Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty speech. It's completely omitted from the documentary. Now, again, you have time limitations. Maybe there's not every part of history, but that seems to be a significant part of the Revolution.
I learned there was a lot that went on in Quebec that I didn't
in
even
Canada,
know.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Interesting.
There's little things about just the U.S. territories and what was going on and what was going on in Canada and also in the islands, right?
Right.
In the Bahamas, in Jamaica, and
Trinidad,
all these other
all
places.
That, yeah.
Right, exactly. So,
you know, and people wrote letters back then, so you actually have access to details that you would not otherwise have. I mean,
it's like
I guess,
finding their emails.
Exactly. We're going to have to go by email today, and nobody puts that kind of detail into it or feeling.
So, let me look this up because I'm going to ask a question.
By the way, Ken Burns did get a new haircut. It happened in October of 2024. I looked it up.
Really?
Uh-huh, because he had that terrible bangs thing going.
Yeah, it wasn't very good, but that was kind of his thing.
It was,
right?
That he mixed it up.
So this is six parts from November 16th through the 21st.
Oh, that's
cool. Each episode is 2 hours long. The first one was on Sunday, and it continues each consecutive night through Friday. So every night, I didn't know that, so there you go, every night this week. Check it out, with caution, of course.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the war of words between President Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene certainly didn't get tamped down today. Here is MTG. There, I did it.
I was called a traitor by a man that I fought for six years for. And I gave him my loyalty for free. I won my first election without his endorsement, beating 8 men in a primary. And I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is. A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America and Americans, like the women standing behind me.
So, you know, in kind of association with this, the House, except for one person, voted to release all of the Epstein files today. And the only no vote, and I want to see if I can read you what he said, Clay Higgins from Louisiana, who said, "I've been a principled no vote on this bill from the beginning. What was wrong with the bill 3 months ago is still wrong today. It abandons 250 years of criminal justice procedure. As written, this bill reveals and injures thousands of innocent people, witnesses, people who provided alibis, family members, etc. If enacted in its current form, this type of broad reveal of criminal investigative files released to a rabid media will absolutely result in innocent people being hurt." I'm not so sure that he's wrong about that, but this controversy has certainly heated up. Frank Mealy is with us. I want to talk about John Fetterman with him, but I know that you've tracked the Epstein files story. What are your thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene and Trump going at it here?
Hey, Mark. I guess I'm finding myself in the minority of MAGA for a lot of these things lately. I don't know why. But I watched Marjorie on the Sunday talk show. I think it was ABC. I can't remember. No, CNN. And I studied it very closely, and I made a point of going through point by point everything she said, and I didn't find anything I disagreed with. And I don't disagree with her about this either. It is absurd that the president is breaking with her now over the fact that she wants the Epstein files released and calling her a traitor.
I don't think it's a good thing either.
She's a traitor to the Republican Party. That's one thing. But he's implying she's a traitor to the country. I think he is definitely going into some dangerous territory.
Well, he crosses into this. And, you know, people should know. Frank says this as a very staunch supporter of President Trump and has been for many years. But look, I flagged a couple of things today. You know, he clipped Mary Bruce from ABC News during this news conference or the, you know, press availability with the Crown Prince. And it's one thing to go after Mary Bruce, which I think is fine because I think she's one of the worst, most, you know, rabid anti-Trump reporters out there. But then he has to pull the FCC and Brendan Carr into the mix and make threats about the license. And I don't like that. That kind of stuff makes me very uncomfortable with Trump.
Right. It's totally out of, you know, it's unacceptable. And he's doing it. And I hate to agree with the no kings people, but there are no kings. And you can't just do and say whatever you want, even if you're president. You have to follow certain protocols and certain, you know, responsibilities. And it seems like maybe he's going over the edge a little bit. And I know it excites people who are on his side because, you know, we've been waiting a long time for somebody to come and punch the media and, you know, and say the things that need to be said. But he's really got to learn
How to be presidential. How
Frank, Frank, we've been talking about being presidential for 10 years. There's certain things that I've just accepted. Like when I heard him go after Mary Bruce today, I knew exactly where it was going. But, you know, I guess I've defended some of the behavior because Trump being Trump has become a thing as well. But look, there's concerns right. that you have, that I have, that other, you know, Republicans have. But then you look at what's going on the other side. Let's segue to that, because John Fetterman to me is a very interesting character. And I mentioned to the audience a week ago on Monday, there was a great excerpt from his new book that was in the Free Press. And it was quite something. It makes me want to read the book. And he talked a lot about his mental illness. He talked about the stroke. And he's such a relatable figure when a lot of us kind of wrote him off as some sort of kook or someone who was incapable of doing his job, especially in the aftermath of his stroke. But he's really become a unique figure in American politics here in the last couple of years, hasn't he?
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's, you know, I wrote a column for Real Clear Politics, and the question was, when did I become a Fetterman Republican? And it's amazing to me, because exactly like you, when he was running in 2022, I was like, this guy is a kook,
yeah,
and he's dangerous. He was a Bernie Sanders socialist, and and then when the stroke happened and he seemed to, you know, lost some of his faculties, it just seemed completely inappropriate that he's wearing his sweatpants or shorts and yeah. his hoodie. You know, it just is not acceptable as it is a normal thing. And so you kind of rebel against it. But you gave the guy a chance, because we've had 2 years now, 3 years to watch him. And he has evolved into a real, you know, mouthpiece of common sense. And in that regard, he's like what Trump has been for most of us, you know, as somebody who is authentic and
yeah,
you know,
but his side doesn't, yeah,
values.
But his side doesn't have that appreciation, because they don't like him. They're trying to run him out and do hit pieces. Now, the one thing that I've always been confused about, and maybe I just haven't heard his explanation, but you pointed this out in the column. As common sense as John Fetterman is, he's still out there in the 5% on the trans sports issue, which is baffling to me.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to agree with everybody on everything, but that is kind of, you know, it's kind of puzzling, because it is such an obvious one that if he really wants to represent the people as, you know, as they are, then that is something that is going to just tick people off. And I don't know where it's probably some remnant, you know, thing that he picked up when he was on the liberal side, and he just is refusing to let that one go. I don't know why. You probably, you know, want to get in with his psychiatrist and sit down on that session, because it's way beyond my ability to make sense of.
But let's talk about this in the broader scheme of the Democrat Party, because I defend my peeps here in Missouri. We have common sense Democrats that are not unlike John Fetterman, even elected officials and people that I have on my show mm-hmm. on a regular basis, right? But these are people that are way out there from the progressives, for example, on our St. Louis Board of Aldermen, or members of Congress like AOC, and people who are trying to rev up, you know, potential candidacies for the presidency in 2028. So there is a huge divide. Now, you could talk about a divide between the Trumpers, the MAGA, and, you know, the other side of the conservatives, the rhinos, whatever you want to call people. But there is a divide in the Democrat Party. And I would still think that the minority voices are being heard more than the majority, which is fine, because they're going to, you know, create their own grave here. But Fetterman's an outlier. And people that are trying to become part of the Democrat Party, younger politicians, Mom Donnie on down, they're not like John Fetterman in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it comes from fundraising. Clearly, the money in the Democratic Party is on the progressive side, the people in tech and, you know, these Tides foundations and all of this, you know, infrastructure of liberal, you know, coming back down from the 60s. They have all the money. And if you want to make a splash at a statewide level, especially, or presidential level, you have to go through them. And it's, you know, we've got a corrupt and broken system of politics. I'm not in favor of cutting money out of, you know, politics. I'm not in favor of going to the point where, you know, corporations are banned from donating and things like that. But fact of the matter is they wield an immense amount of power. And so the liberals, and what's scary is the ones who, you know, cater to that get nominated. But what's scary is they also seem to be able to get elected.
I know.
And
yeah.
using that money, even though people generally don't agree with them about so many things, there's something about when it comes out, I don't know what it is. People refuse to be like active in making those decisions, and they're kind of led along, like, you know, the Pied Piper. Somehow they get led into the water and over their heads. It happens in Montana. I mean, every time we have a nonpartisan race like Supreme Court, the liberal 60-70% of the time will win, even though their decisions for the next 4, 8, 10 years when they're on the court are going to go against what Montanans generally want.
And that happens because of the money, you're saying?
It's money, but it's also, I think there's something about conservative thinking that, you know, refuses to think the worst about people and is swayable to accept as normal that which really isn't normal. If somebody with greater intellect than me is going to have to parse that, but there is something going on, I think, in our society where the left holds sway. The fact that Gavin Newsom might be elected president,
right?
After all he's done to California, it's just scary.
It is. Frank Mealy, always great to have you on. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right, take care. You know, I'm going to see a screening of Wicked tonight with my daughter. I'm very excited about that. But I'm also excited about, and I'm being serious here. Some people might think that I'm joking. There is a sequel out to the movie Zootopia, which comes out next week, Zootopia 2. The first Zootopia was so good. And Sue, I don't know that you saw it.
I did not.
Most people who don't have kids, they don't watch animated movies. But Jason Bateman plays a fox. And then, I can't remember the name of the actress who voices the rabbit who goes from the country to the big city to become a police officer. And so Pete Maniscalco, who is one of the guys that runs all the movie screenings here in St. Louis, I've worked with Pete for years. We were communicating about the Judy Hopps, the bunny movie Zootopia 2, which is going to screen this Saturday, and I want to take Alexa to that. And I said, you know, I have a bunny, right? And he had no idea. So I start sending him the pictures of Oreo. But one thing that I was just sharing with Sue, and I have a legit question for the audience, is I do love this bunny so much. And he, you know, is very food motivated. He's a free roaming bunny. So I was out of town the whole weekend. My wife was in Boulder. The bunny was out the whole time.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Wow.
But any of the damage that he's done, he did when he was younger. And I literally probably only have one lamp in my entire house that actually works. Okay. Because like in our bedroom in particular or in the guest room, he shredded the cords. That's one of the things that they do. So is there someone out there? I have some really beautiful lamps that just need some cords replaced.
Yeah.
Is that something you think I could do?
No.
Okay, good. That's good judgment on your part.
Yes.
But is there somewhere I could take the lamps and say, hey, these lamps work pretty well. I just need new cords.
That's a legitimate question. And I don't know the answer. Do you have an electrician come over and do it? I don't know.
Because you can do
handyman?
Like, I've had my vacuum cleaner. You know, there's a couple of places where I take that to get. There's a place in Fenton I always take, and they replace, like, if the cord needs to be replaced or something like that. But for a lamp, I've never done that.
Oh, gosh.
I do love lamp. I want to say that in honor of Steve Carell, too. I love lamp. Let's see this.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, well, we're going to land on something a little lighter here, even though there were some tense moments in the Oval Office and at the White House with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia and Mary Bruce from ABC asking a question about whether or not it's even appropriate for him to be in the White House, considering the Saudis' involvement of the murder of journalist Kamal Khashoggi. But there was this moment as well, because apparently Trump's not a fist bumper. I like to fist bump, okay?
Yeah.
The reason is I don't like touch. I'm not like Howie Mandel with the germs, but I'm not crazy about touching everyone's hands.
Interesting.
Right? Trump's the other way. He said, nope, no fist bumps.
We've worked with all presidents.
Does Trump blow them all away?
No. It's another league, Mr. President.
Mr. President,
and Trump doesn't give a fist pump. I grabbed that hand. I don't give a hell where that hand's been. I grabbed that hand. Remember Biden? He travels for 20 hours, gets out, and he gives a fist pump. Now, when you get out of the plane and you got the future king and the man who's one of the most respected people in the world, you shake his hand. You don't give him a fist pump, right? We don't want to ask you about that, but I can't imagine you were thrilled. You were like a little bit surprised.
That great?
I just love that. No fist bumps from the president, Sue.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.